You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about summer jobs they once did. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list, A to H, what each speaker says they liked most about the job. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I spent one summer working in a kiosk on Brighton seafront. We sold ice creams, teas, coffees, snacks, that kind of thing. There's a lot of tourism in Brighton, so we were always busy. Sometimes the owner had to go away for a day or two, and he'd leave me in charge of everything. I don't ever remember him saying thank you or well done when he got back, and he certainly didn't pay me any extra money. But it was really satisfying, and I think I managed quite well. At least no one complained about me telling them what to do.
Speaker 2.
Probably the most rewarding holiday job I've ever had was teaching English to a group of Italian students on a residential course in Exeter. As well as the classes, there were trips to London, Bath, and even up to York, at least for the students anyway. The teachers stayed behind and I used the free time to prepare my classes. Not that it helped my classroom skills much, though. I was never going to be a great teacher, no matter how much preparation I put in. But the students were grateful for everything we did, and the feedback afterwards was really positive, made it all worthwhile.
Speaker 3.
I picked up a lot of useful techniques from a restaurant job I did one summer in the French Alps. I was mostly just chopping up food, but I was fascinated to see how all the dishes were put together, and occasionally I got to help out. I knew a little bit about cooking before I went, but I had a much better idea by the time I left. I was actually supposed to be there to improve my French, but we were all foreigners, and only the waiters and waitresses really spoke the language, and I rarely got the chance to talk to them. Our breaks never coincided.
Speaker 4.
When I worked at Dusseldorf Airport, I was part of a small team responsible for packing those trolleys they sell drinks and snacks from during a flight. The job itself was pretty boring, and the money wasn't that good either, but I do remember looking forward to breakfast and lunchtimes, not just for the food, which was brilliant, but because we'd all sit around this huge table with loads of other airport workers, having a chat and a bit of a laugh. There were all sorts of nationalities. Those who could spoke German, but I never got the chance. Everyone wanted to try out their English with me.
Speaker 5.
I spent one summer picking fruit in Europe, strawberries in Denmark, pears and plums in Germany, then figs in Greece. The work wasn't particularly well paid, but it had its advantages. The only responsibility I had was to myself. The more I picked, the more money I earned. But if I didn't feel like working hard, I didn't have to. The real bonus, though, was the fact we'd usually start really early, about 5 in the morning, and then knock off around midday before it got too hot. We still did a full day's work, but it meant I was able to go off and see a few sights in the afternoon, get to know the places.